The new president of the University of Texas, Austin, has appointed a committee to decide whether to remove a statue of Confederate President Jefferson Davis from the campus. There have been student protests and vandalism of the statue, which has been there for a century. Don Carlton is a professor of American history at UT Austin. He joins us now. Professor, welcome.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
And what do you think? Should the statue come down?
Well, it's been a moving target, but at first I thought we should just put plaques up explaining why those statues are there. They're totally out of context. But now I think we've reached a point where we probably ought to go ahead and remove the statues from their present location, move them to a more appropriate place. And I think a more appropriate place would be more in a museum setting.
And what brought you to that point? Because, as you say, you were saying, let's keep the statue up and just do a little more explanation about it.
Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. It's pragmatic and political and, you know, and cultural. There's been a seismic shift in public opinion, and I think we have to take that in consideration. It's always been my really primary feeling that the statues should be, not all of the statues, by the way, I want to clarify that, that some of the statues should be moved, you know, from their location. But my earlier feelings about it, and I had reported this to the university a few years ago, is that, you know, the cultural and political situation probably didn't make that really a wonderful choice. But I think we've moved forward now, and I think we do need to go ahead and move them.
But there are some, and we talked to somebody last week, the mayor of Houston, Anise Parker, who said, look, if you start taking these things down, you're taking down our history. She said, you know, if there was a statue that became a rallying cry for racism, she would melt it down in a minute. But that, you know, where do you stop if you start taking down statues of Confederate leaders?
You have to make arbitrary decisions, obviously. There's no litmus test for this. You have to use common sense. You have to use what you think carries forth the current, you know, official view of our public institutions. I mean, that's what the whole thing is really all about. It's about public institutions transmitting messages to its citizens. You know, the Confederate flag, for example, I'm against destroying the flag, you know, the battle flag. I mean, people can happily fly that from their homes if they want to, because that's freedom of speech. But what we're talking about here is government. We have to get away from the idea that we're destroying history. No one, I'm not, and some people may be, but I'm not suggesting that we destroy anything. I'm just talking about putting it in a more appropriate location.
What about monuments to George Washington, who was a slave owner, or Thomas Jefferson, who was a slave owner?
I don't think we need to make decisions based on who was not a slave owner. I don't think that's the point. George Washington, obviously, was one of the founders of the United States. He was freely elected, at least in the system we had then, president of the United States. Jefferson Davis was never president of the United States, and he led a rebellion against them. He was a traitor. And he was never elected by the people of the United States to be president of the United States. So you can't compare him with George Washington.
That's Professor Don Carlton, who is executive director of the Briscoe Center for American History at UT Austin. Professor, thank you.
Thank you.